Inside an academic building on the Skidmore campus, hundreds of students gathered in support of sophomore Raina Kiefer. Kiefer, the victim of a sexual assault, initially started a Facebook event calling on her friends to hold a silent protest for other victims after she learned that her attacker, whose name has not been released and is currently under a one-year suspension, would be allowed a readmission hearing. Kiefer made headlines after more than 1,000 signed up to support her cause. On Friday, her supporters lined up wearing t-shirts, holding signs, and standing together. Senior Alex Chernin waited in line for one of the green t-shirts that read, "Don't graduate rapists."
I am a little disappointed in Skidmore today, and I want to show that with my fellow students and hopefully make some sort of a change.
Senior Brandon Dyer said he wanted to show a strong stance against campus sexual assault and bring attention to the issue.
There are always green slips of paper that go on doors around campus that warn people that something happened and then nothing else happens. We don't hear anything else, and hopefully things start changing and people will be able to report and not know that their rapist could come back the next year.
Senior Emma Cushing, a friend of Kiefer's who helped organize the protest, said she was also a victim of sexual assault.
You can connect with other people about it, but you're always connecting in tragedy, and you know, you're always connecting in the fact that you have this very personal moment that's happened to you that no one else will ever truly understand.
Students filled out note cards with their thoughts and posted them on large green banners. Kiefer stood beside her messages of support and said she couldn't have stepped forward without the backing of friends and family.
You know, people have said to me, like, wow, I could never do what you're doing. I could never do what I'm doing. I'm only doing it because I got angry enough and something mattered enough to do it. I mean, this is how change starts.
Kiefer's attorney, James Marsh, remarked on the attacker's one-year suspension.
In reality, you know, he didn't miss a year. He missed time at Skidmore. But beyond that, his studies were not significantly interrupted. And I find that that's very unusual.
Skidmore last updated its sexual and gender-based misconduct policy in August. Skidmore's Student Government Association recently sent a letter to school leaders asking the college to adopt a zero-tolerance policy, though Kiefer thinks that would take away the voice of the victim.
In my case, I would love to hear the day that my assailant is expelled, but for other victims, that's not what their healing process needs.
As the building grew quiet, Kiefer embraced her friends and posted her own note to the green banner that said, "Thank you all." She then walked down the hallway to the readmission hearing. College spokeswoman Andrea Wise said safety for its students is Skidmore's greatest concern.
Skidmore's not immune. We take this matter very seriously. We've devoted substantial resources to prevention of misconduct and to remedies when we hear reports of misconduct. Student safety is our primary concern, as well as policies that are considered fundamentally fair.
Wise said the college continues to seek input and improve. A community forum on Skidmore's sexual and gender-based misconduct policy is scheduled for March 24th. It was not immediately clear when the hearing board would decide on whether the student will be readmitted. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.